This week, No Refund Theater presents
our 24-hour theater experiment extravaganza.
Hey, we're here with Matt Davidson, president of No Refund Theater, and Chris Durbank, a member of No Refund Theater, who are going to talk to us about the extravaganza.
Hello.
Hey.
So what do you want to know?
Whoa, what is it? I have no idea.
What is it? All right. Well, what the 24-hour theater experiment is at 8 o'clock, we will have a bunch of people, theater enthusiasts, get together, and in the next 24 hours, they will write, rehearse, direct, and eventually produce a play at 8 o'clock on Saturday the next day.
Think of a pie-eating contest, except with no pie-eating, but they put on a show in 24 hours.
Exactly like that.
And this is happening this Saturday.
This is happening this Saturday, at the 17th, at 8 o'clock.
At 111 Forum.
At 111 Forum
and
on Curtin Road, University Park campus, Penn State.
How many people are going to be involved?
Right now, we have 30 people involved. That is to say, unless anybody drops out. And if they do, it's like no big deal because the play's not even written yet. We don't even need that person. It's kind of funny. And like, if someone shows up to, you know, like, to fill in for the person that dropped, it's like, yeah, sure, it doesn't matter, you know, because we don't have a play yet.
Okay.
But we will.
Now, can we get some history? Like, how did this all come about?
This all started because back a while ago, our president had a friend in another school who did this with a group at another college. And I've actually heard of groups doing it before, and we thought it might be a cool idea. We had a free weekend, so we used that opportunity to put it up. So we did, and people liked it so much, they asked for another one the next year, and here we are, third year, and we're doing it again.
And what are these shows about?
We don't know.
They could be about anything.
There is a single word that is given, and will be given to me, at exactly 8 o'clock on Friday night. And
my name is Bondish.
Yes. We will get a word, one single word, and this will be what all the plays are written about. The first ever word was affair. And we only had two teams then, and what we ended up with was a team that did a play about
I dropped the wrong button.
That was the extravaganzas dropping in.
Sorry about that.
So the word was affair, and we had a team do one about a society in which extramarital affairs are common. And in fact, if you aren't having an affair, then you're weird. And then another group did a play about a fair, like a fairground, and the people who work there, and the people who go, and the daily goings on in their lives, and of the gentleman who runs the teacups, and the girls who make the funnel cakes. And ended up being pretty, both of them were very funny. And then the next year we were given the word free. And what we ended up with was a freelance superhero who operated for free because the other superheroes were on strike. We ended up with a play about a man escaping from jail and finding himself in a house with a bunch of other people. And then we had another about a girl who got checked into an insane asylum. And she found that she was more free in the insane asylum to be who she really was than she was in the real world. So it can really go absolutely any direction.
It's a lot of fun because you can be really creative. And then I think the more tired you get, the more creative you become because you just start saying anything.
Right. To get a taste.
You get ideas out there.
How about we get a taste of what we can see? Chris, why don't you reenact something from your notorious Doc Ock character?
Oh, jeez.
Explain who Doc Ock was.
Yeah. To set it up a bit, one of the characters in the play about the freedom, the superhero that worked for free because all the others were on strike, there was a bunch of other superheroes that kind of resurfaced because they thought they could get work now, and one of those was Dr. Awkward, who had no particular ability, but he would manage to ruin any scene or any place or spoil any moment by saying something incredibly awkward, such as, "I put peanut butter in my dog's mouth," or something to that extent.
Do the bookstore one.
The bookstore? I forget the bookstore one.
You know it.
Sounds like you know it.
Yeah. I forget it. And the other part of that was I was just making them up as I went along.
Me and Chris were in the same place. We had to tell him to stop making things up because we were laughing too much when we were
there. So,
but, we most of the time end up with comedies, and the audience is very much so on your side because they know ahead of time that these people have been awake for 24 hours, and they just wrote this 24 hours ago. So, you know, it's pretty impressive to go and see, like, that people wrote, like some pretty good materials come out of them, too, yeah. I think. Like, yeah, The Adventures of Free Boy, which is the one that Chris and I were in last year, Doc Hawk.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty, you know, the audience ate that up as well as the others.
I think it forces you, too, to be, like, really efficient with what you pick, because you're, like, doing bare-bones storytelling, so you gotta...
Exactly, like, you gotta get from point A to point B, and, like, that, you know... It's kind of, the script is expedited, but in the sense that it ends up being simple means that, like, you know, we go straight for the kill.
That's right.
With the audience,
that's right. You get acting concentrate.
Okay, so people shouldn't necessarily come in with low expectations because it's only, you know,
not
writing.
Exactly.
And
they actually have higher expectations than, like, Broadway shows, things like that. Higher than that.
At least from Chris.
Yes.
Remember that.
All right. Any last words?
Come see it. It's 8 o'clock, 111 Forum, Saturday the 17th, and it's for free.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thanks for listening in to NRT's podcast. Stop by next week for
Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, again in 111 Forum, on January 22nd, which is Thursday, through Saturday, January 24th, which promises to be a great show. Yeah, so please come. Thank you for listening. This is Nicole Arias. Bye. To me.
listening.